Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It is Thursday, and the market sort of bounced and recovered a little bit. Boy, I tell you, it's a tough one to figure out. The stock that really did well after earnings was Nvidia, and it does look like they're going to get some new business in the data center space. I just want to show you this chart, interesting chart. NVDA. Of course, I was on the fence. I wanted to buy this one. Of course, I didn't this time. Ah, just kills you when you know something and you don't execute. But that was the case definitely here with NVIDIA. As you can see here, we have after hours is down a little bit, but it gapped up. And this was an interesting move right here. Definitely gapped up. Let me put that on the screen for everybody. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the, so you can see it on TikTok. There we go. So basically what happened is, great earnings, even though they were lower, and it just gapped up. So it does appear that the money is starting to come back into stocks like this. It just moved very, very strongly. Now, it's off a little bit after hours. Would not recommend buying it here, but look at this relative strength line. Just amazing. It just starts and just goes north. So very, very interesting chart here. Even though this checklist is not good, it's only a 56 checklist there. Not great checklist. But this industry group, chips, has come into more and more news here. I want to show you also a company that I've been in and out of several times, and that is not NVIDIA. Okay, let's go to the next one. It is Lattice Semiconductor, LSCC. This is one of the ones I think that you might want to take a look at. Let's put in the LSCC chart and get that going up there. Okay. There we go. All right, Lattice Semi, great company, of course. There is the 21-day line for Lattice Semiconductor right now is 81.83. This is the leading stock in the chip area, so it's definitely one you want to look at. I've got on the chart here, I think you can see it. Let's see if we can move it over for the people on TikTok. Well, I can't quite do it. The number one stock in terms of relative strength is Lattice Semiconductor, LSCC, followed by Mobileye. This, of course, is the self-driving car spinoff from Intel. Interesting company. Would not buy this one right now. It's kind of a startup. Then there's Monolithic Power, MPWR, and Broadcom. Kind of an expensive stock, good stock. But right now, the strongest stock relative strength-wise is Lattice Semi. And I want to show you this kind of where we could possibly enter it. Now, it has been pulling back, and this is why, we might be getting it, might be getting an opportunity here. It went all the way up here, and then we had a pullback down to the 21-day line. This is why buying at the 21-day line is such a good idea. I'm probably going to be buying at the 21-day line tomorrow. You'll notice on this Lattice Semiconductor, 100% on the checklist, so that's very, very strong. Also, if you notice, very importantly, on the technicals, we are only 3.7% above the 21-day line. So this makes a good place to buy it. We want to buy it as close to that 21-day line as absolutely possible. So this is a potential buy on the strength of NVIDIA. I think that you could start a full position here with Lattice. I do think that we're going to see Lattice Semiconductor move higher in the near future. Now, what I'd like to do is take a quick look and compare the two stocks, Lattice Semi and NVIDIA. So let me just pull this chart up here. Let's do a little comparison. And that is for Lattice. I'm going to do it for about the last 6 months or so. And that'll give us a good look-see at it. And let's put in NVIDIA. Oh, all right. This is one of the reasons why I think Lattice Semi may be a better stock right now than than Nvidia that moved up so much. So here's the chart, the comparison chart for the last 6 months on kind of, you know, what Lattice is doing compared to Nvidia. And this, oh goodness gracious, we jumped off there. There we go. Let's go back. Oh, almost. There we go. Had to kind of hit on the wrong tab there. Yeah, there we go. So as you can see, this is the comparison between Nvidia, which is the brownish line, and Lattice Semi. You can see Lattice is outperforming Nvidia, and I think that's where it's going to continue. Very similar in terms of the shape, you know, very similar in terms of the shape of the line, but very, very different when it comes to when it comes to the there we go. Let's see if we can get that up. There we go. Nope. All right. So yeah. So similar in terms of the direction, but you'll notice Nvidia is underperforming Lattice, and that's one of the reasons why I think that would be possibly a good way to pick up some. I'm just going to zoom in a little bit here. From the first of the year, we're showing basically that again, Nvidia is outperforming since the first of the year Lattice. So they're both good, but the problem right now with buying Nvidia here is that it's already gapped up. So that's not necessarily the greatest place to get in on. So I just wanted to put that in front of everybody there to show them, you know, basically kind of the situation that we have with that. All right. So here's currently what I'm holding in terms of stocks. I've pared down quite a bit since last go over it. I'm holding the XLE. This is the Energy Select Spider. It was up today about 1.53%, down a little bit on volume. I have a small position in Enmode, which is a biotech company, good company, Israeli company. It was only down 10 cents. PACCAR, this is the truck company. They build heavy-duty trucks. And then I do have a position in Shopify, and that is up again today. So that one is looking fairly decent as well. So let's see if we can. I want to show you the Shopify chart here before we get into other charts. And I was looking at a position in Etsy. I decided against it. You know, I've just kind of been taking a go slow approach here just because of the way the market has been trading. It's just been a strange, strange market. But Shopify may be buyable. Let's go back to there. Shopify may be buyable. So let's go over to the Shopify chart. So here's the Shopify chart. You'll notice how Shopify has come down and it has gotten support right at the 50-day moving average. The relative strength is starting to tick up a little bit at 83. Now, I rode this up and I did sell it. And I'm glad I did, because when it violated the 21-day line, we've come down. But I definitely think we're going to get some support here. So that, you know, I was buying it basically starting on Tuesday. I bought it on Tuesday. It was up, and then it's up again today. So I definitely think we're going to see some support here at the 50-day line. Notice that Shopify has the 50-day line has moved above the 200-day line, and that is bullish. It's a bullish single. And so even though we've pulled back, I think that this might be a potentially good place to get in. Let's take a look at the pattern recognition to kind of see. We're about 6% below the pivot in about 22 days. The pivot is 45. So if we did buy it here, you know, we are coming up with a kind of a cup with handle situation. This is the handle here, kind of a strange handle, but you can see the cup is sort of like this. Yeah, there we go. So this is the cup. This is the handle, and I think we're going to get a reversal there. So two of the stocks that I think that well we're through time, LSCC, Lattice Semiconductor, and also also Shopify, SHOP. I definitely think they're both in a viable range right now. So that might be something that that would look good going forward. All right. Well, let's get to the questions. Let's see if I can jump on over. See if anybody has jumped in yet. No, not quite. Okay. So let's get questions from TikTok. Let's see if we have any questions here. All right. Okay. Da, da, da. What about Shopify? Okay. Well, we went over a little bit on Shopify. I do think we're going to see Shopify get stronger in the near future. I do think it is starting. You know, we're starting to see a nice move stronger with Shopify here. So definitely one to look at. Let's jump over. I want to compare it to Etsy. That's another one that's been on my list. ETSY. And this one was devastated in the last 6 months or so, but it does look like we're finally getting to the point where, it's just not giving me any love here. Hold on. There we go. All right. So let's look at Etsy really quickly. And Etsy is also it also pulled back very strongly, but it got support there. So similar to this is similar in a way to Shopify. It's a little bit more expensive stock, of course, but I do think that it is also potentially a buy here. But we want to make sure that it reverses, and it reverses higher. And that's the real key here. It has been coming down on this, and then we are getting some support here. So the question is, let's take a look and compare it. The checklist is 67, which is not bad. I'd like to see a stronger checklist here. On the pattern recognition, it's okay. It's a cup with handle, which is a good pattern. I want to compare this really quickly to Shopify. That's the one I really want to compare it to, kind of in this internet space here. Let's see if we can get this up. So I'm going to do it as of the first of the year. That's going to give us the closest. Well, there we go. This is Etsy. All right, maybe a little bit slow on this comparison chart. Here we go. All right. Let's see if I can get this up. Let's try it again. All right. Now, yeah, my charts have taken a taken a dive. So let's try these charts again. All right. Just making it nice and small so we can see it. Thank you. All right, here we go with the comparison. Finally got it up there. Here's the comparison between Shopify and Etsy. And this gives us a little bit of an idea of kind of where, you know, where the two are going. Shopify is a little bit underperforming Etsy. Etsy has been, at least since the first of the year, a little bit better performing here. I still think they're really good. I think Etsy is viable, based on my analysis. It's viable as well. And that's one you might want to consider, coming into. They're both looking fairly good, but let's look at the from the first of the year. See if I can get that. There we go. Okay, so that's going to give us that. There you go. So at least since the first of the year, Shopify has been outperforming Etsy just a slight bit. And put up the scale here. You can see if you bought Etsy at the beginning of the year, you would be up about 10 cents and Shopify, you'd be up about 25 cents. But right now it looks as if both Shopify and Etsy are viable. So definitely something that, you know, that is potentially, you know, potentially a good place to possibly come in to the stock. All right. Let's see if we have any questions. Thank you for holding on here. Nope, no questions so far. All right. Well, we're kind of a light day today. All right. Okay. Let's see. All right. Let's go over the spider. Just wanted to show you kind of where I think, you know, what's going on, you know, what's going on with that. And so we can see kind of where that's looking as well. So, all right. So here's the spider and all right. So here's the spider, which is the S&P 500. You'll notice it pulled back and interestingly enough, or not, you know, or thereabouts. This is why I look at index lines so much. It pulled right back to the 50-day moving average, and it does look like it's going to get some support right about 400. I'm looking at sort of a top, so I do think the floor is right about 390 right there, and I do think that if we get some support here, it should head higher, possibly up to as high as 431. That's probably where I do think it's going. But we're definitely getting a little bit of support here. I suspect tomorrow will be a blue day, and we will get some more support on that tomorrow. I think we probably get a little bit more support tomorrow, and I do expect that to move higher. Well, thank you, everybody. I guess there weren't a lot of questions out there. What I would like to say is thank you very much. Please, if you're seeing this show, please hit the like button. It really helps us get out there. So smash that like button. We really appreciate it when you do. So smash that like button, and that gets us out to lots and lots of people. And I really, really appreciate that, of course. And if you're not already a member of the Action Trade Alerts, super duper easy to do. Just go to www.dallastradingfloor.com, and that will give you the sign up for Dallas Trading Floor. Also, if you're watching on TikTok, just go to the link in my bio, click on that, and you can join Dallas Trading Floor for free. And I will see you back here tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Happy trading, everybody. Thanks for taking a look at the show, and I will see you here tomorrow.